Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. The town of Castle Rock is breathing easier this morning after a cloud of anhydrous ammonia dissipated. Last night, just before 8 o'clock, NAFR's firefighters were called by a farmer in the area of 280th Street in Denmark, saying that a hose became pinched and was releasing fumes of anhydrous into the cab of his tractor. Unable to get out of the tractor, he kept driving west into the wind to keep away from the fumes. Two firefighters suited up with full gear and took their four-wheeler out in the field. They were able to shut off the leak and get the farmer out of his tractor. He was alert and talking, but taken to Northfield Hospital for observation. Chief Gary Fronick said they closed 280th Street for about three-quarters of a mile west of Castle Rock for an hour and a half. He said luckily everyone in town had their windows closed and were able to shelter inside. Liquid anhydrous ammonia is injected into fields as a fertilizer. Northfield police released a description of the man believed to have robbed Premier Bank on 5th Street last Saturday morning. He's a black male, medium build, no facial hair, about 6 feet tall, mid-20s, wearing a black zip-up jacket, a black beanie-style stocking cap, and carrying a black backpack with a pink and yellow design. If you have any information about this man, please call 507-645-4477. No tip is too small. If you wish to remain anonymous, use tip 411. This man is considered armed and dangerous. Do not attempt contact. Call police. Joined the investigation just hours after the robbery. A Faribault man on probation is charged with first-degree drug sale of a hallucinogen. In June, Cannon River Drug Task Force agents investigated 21-year-old Mark Joseph Johnson and his supplier, a juvenile with the initials MJC. Johnson was believed to be selling psilocybin mushrooms. Agents conducted two controlled buys using a confidential source. In total, Johnson and MJC are suspects in the sale of nearly 55 grams of the illegal hallucinogen. Johnson is looking at up to 30 years in prison. His bail has been set at $100,000. His first court appearance is November 13th. Another charge of second-degree drug sale of a hallucinogen has been filed related to the sale of almost 16 grams of the mushrooms in January of this year. Johnson was convicted of third-degree drug sale in January of 2017 in a case involving selling marijuana to a minor. And a recent federal law change has many Minnesota seniors shopping this fall for new Medicare plans for 2019, and they may also be getting more mailings and sales solicitations with offers of Medicare coverage. The Minnesota Commerce Department, which regulates the insurance industry in the state, is urging seniors and their family members to be alert for confusing or deceptive advertising and sales offers. The full press release with tips and more information is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.